Unveiled. Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Light original podcast.
Okay, welcome back to this week's bonus episode. We've been loving your weird little confession so far. There was a lot of nudity last week, so long may that continue.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed that. Do you have any?
Confession?
Yeah. I said you were going to come correct this week.
I know.
Well, I have one if you don't.
Okay, go on.
I know I was giving it like big energy last week that I'd never not do a Valentine's Day card and like that there'd be war.
Yeah.
I didn't do one last week.
Why?
So I forgot to buy one. And then on Valentine's Day, I was like, David, I need to get you a Valentine's Day card. And he was like, look, I'll be really honest. I haven't got you one either. And I was like, are you okay with that? And he was like, yeah, are you okay then? And I was like, yeah, great. Like our gift to each other was not going to the shop, do you know?
To
like,
go get the cards.
Yeah, I gave him the gift of releasing that pressure and he gave it back to me.
Oh yeah, perfect. So
I thought it was very modern.
Yeah, very modern love.
Now, we did come back from the gym Valentine's morning. And there was a cute, dainty little red box outside my front door. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, that is so cute. What did you get me for Valentine's Day? And he's looking at me and just started laughing. I got out of the car, picked it up. It was a Virgin Media box.
We
got a new modem.
What was in your mind thinking when you were going to pick it up?
Chocolate, cute, like, I don't know, a moon pig card, dare I dream. I don't know anything.
Nothing beats my moon pig card I did for you.
Oh my God.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, loads of people thought that was real.
It was real.
Terrence and Talking Bollocks thought we'd got a spread.
Oh, on Hello Magazine.
On like, okay. It was called Oi.
It was called Oi.
Oi Magazine. And like the like headings was like, new burns the ear off Ness on another podcast.
I was very proud of my quote.
I love that card.
I know. Do you still have it somewhere?
Of course I do, yeah.
Oh, it's good, it's good.
Yeah, fuck Valentine's Day actually. I have that card forever.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I thought that was a real sign of
modern love.
Yeah, but also I was like, God, like you think we both would have been like, oh my God, our last Valentine's Day before we're married. We both were like, no, I'm not ours.
Yeah, fair. Oh, there's been a few funny confessions that came in this week though. One of them was actually hilarious. Would you know this person, I think? I pissed out my sister's window because I was too tired to go downstairs and go to the toilet.
Oh my God. Like, hang on now. Is it like the second floor window, like the full on bedroom window, or is it like an attic window?
No, because like where? Like there's no
that's
direction.
Full
I'm
frontal
for,
nudity. Yeah. If it's just like your box room bedroom.
Hopefully it was very dark yet anyway.
I'm going to confess for someone because this is similar.
Go on.
So I know somebody who... whose bedroom was in the attic, okay? And they were so lazy that they had a 2-liter bottle that they'd use to piss in, right?
What?
So they'd fill the bottle up with their wee, and then eventually they'd throw it out, they'd toss it out the window down the roof, and they did that so long that, like, the roof was stained, like the acid from the piss lightened the slates on the roof.
No. I mean, I have a confession one time. It was actually in my ex's attic room as well.
Tell them.
But no, I was fully asleep and I had a dream that I was going to the toilet in my dream and I end up like weeing the bed and I remember just this little pit, this little like small little puddle, and I remember he was coming to give me a kiss and I was like, oh, I think you need to go down and get me like, I don't know what I was asking for, like a drink or something. And like when I got up, I was like, it was a full little puddle.
Oh my God. And what age were you?
I was probably like 17 or 18.
That's
or something.
Mortifying.
No, mortifying. I remember it was a silly idea. Like he obviously went downstairs and he came back up. He's like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs now. And I don't know whatever he was doing. I was like, perfect. I'll get changed the sheets. So I like took the sheets off. And then he was like, then I was thinking, why is he going to ask me? So then like I put them in like, you know, like in an attic. There's like drawers on the side.
Yeah.
So I like threw them in there and I was like, oh, what am I doing? Like, someone's going to find them.
This is
chaos. It was actually awful now that I think of it. I remember being so sweaty and being like, I can't just go down to his washing machine and be like, hi, I pissed on your
Yeah, I would have just been like, oh, I just got my period or something.
Oh, good. I didn't think of that. Yeah. I wasn't smart enough back then.
Sorry. We live and we learn. We live and we learn. Judge.
But didn't you say one time that when you were up with David, you used to never want to go to the toilet or something? Was that time?
No, I remember the first time I stayed in his house.
Oh, yeah.
I woke up at like 10, which was quite late, I think. And
yeah,
I
for
like,
you,
yeah. I needed to go to the toilet since 10 o'clock. But I was like, I don't want to roam David's hallways, you know. So I was waiting for David to wake up. He didn't wake up till 1:45. And I didn't know him well enough to be like, wake the fuck up. I was trying to be polite. I thought I was going to die.
Oh my God, Nessa.
I know.
Jesus, your poor bells.
I know. I'm really unlocking some past trauma.
There's another funny one as well of a person in work. This is actually kind of hilarious. Thankfully, this never happened to me. But on chewing gum gate, I worked in BT2 and I was chewing gum and a lady who had no English came up pointing at the price tag. Of course, I began to say €70. The second I said 70 at her, my chewing gum came flying out of my mouth, down onto her chest, down into her top. And I turned away and walked into the stock room and didn't go back until she left.
I was in work, I thought I would have been sacked. With that person. The person was puce, like literally they thought they're going to be sacked. They said that the chewing gum rolled onto the person. They both looked down at it like on her.
Stop.
Yeah. One time when I worked at BG2, I was standing at the fitting rooms and I obviously had just like disassociated on my work shift or whatever. And this kid was walking by and I don't know where the kid went anyway, but the mom was looking for him. So she was like, Marco. And before I could catch it, it was coming up out of my mouth. I was like, Polo. She looked at me. I looked at her. I was like, I don't know why I did that. Francis was there. He was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why. It's the most weirdest thing I ever
did. Oh my God, stop. Was she just looking at you being like, not what normal. The
No
heck?
One plays Marco Polo in Ireland anyway.
No.
It was just a very weird interaction.
God, poor thing.
Yeah. Somebody put a confession in. I told him I'm pregnant, but I wasn't. It's been 10 years and I haven't seen him in years, but it haunts me. Oh my God, like how do you get around that? How do you get around that? You're going to have to bring out like a niece and nephew or something in case you bumped into them.
10 years has gone by, anything could have happened.
The kid's in early college.
He's in boarding school.
Yeah. He's a prodigy, he's going to college. I actually didn't put this in, but I do relate to it wholeheartedly. I purposely ignore my ringing phone even when I'm doing nothing.
I actually do that too.
I ignored your engagement call 4 times.
I know. I was like, this bitch better answer.
Like...
And I knew, what was it you thought I was going
to... You thought you were trying to make me go have a drink with you and I had a glass elbow and I had shit to do. And I was like, will this bitch stop ringing me?
Hello, answer. I'm engaged.
I was like, my phone's engaged. Stop ringing.
I do remember one time Jamie wanted to go on a drive somewhere and I hid his car keys so didn't have to go. That was years ago though. I really didn't want to go somewhere so I hid his car keys.
Oh my God, that's really devious.
Yeah, it was during COVID. Things got to my mind back then. Yeah, I wasn't the same person.
You were going through it.
I was going through it.
In Santry.
It was in Santry.
I know.
We love Santry.
Everywhere we looked, we could see IKEA.
Ah.
It was like the sun in the sky.
I know I had only been, when I was, oh, actually it was closed a lot of the time because it was like literally bang in the middle of COVID when we were living there. Yeah. You know, I fully hid his keys.
Where was he trying to bring you?
No, he was trying to bring me to somewhere fucking stupid and I just didn't want to go. So I hid his car keys.
See, I love a drive and I think it's like a universal girlfriend thing.
No, it wasn't like I love a drive too, passenger princess yeah. forever, but it was something to, it was something ridiculous that I was like, oh, I can't really remember. Probably dinner with his mom and dad. I'm joking. I love my in-laws.
Leave it in. So this, I actually love when like a long DM comes in.
Me too.
A bit of meat on the bone.
Yeah.
So thank you in advance.
Nessa's obviously going to read it out.
Yeah, we both agreed I should read this out. Okay, so I'm 19 years old in second year of college and I have two very separate / different friend groups. one in my actual course, which I see every day, and the other I made in the very beginning of year one, which I don't see as often because of timetables and stuff like that. I would have always stayed in contact with these girls though, and would have texted and chatted where possible. I hadn't seen them in real life in a few weeks because I've been busy with college work, but they texted into the group chat saying they wanted to make plans for two of the girls' birthdays. I agreed to go and make plans with them, but didn't hear any more. Eventually, they made plans the day before it was happening, but it was too late for me to book off work. Couldn't go and apologized. They haven't spoken to me since. One of them I was really close to, especially now radio silence. What to do?
Oh, well, they obviously think, if they're giving you radio silence, they obviously think that you've been intentionally not wanting possibly to see them and not wanting to go, where I don't think that is. She's just been busy. So they just need to communicate and be like, look, I wasn't intentionally not going.
Yeah.
So don't be mad at me, even though there could be just cross wires there. But I don't think they need to give her radio silence. Like, she was clearly in work, but they've obviously taken it up wrong.
Yeah, I would probably reach out to the girl that you're particularly close to. Yeah. Like, hey, is everything okay? Like, I've just felt I haven't heard from you. Yeah. And then just go from there.
Go from there.
And you can just be like, if they're like, oh, we're just really disappointed that you couldn't come, I would just be polite, but very factual about it. I'd be like, oh yeah, but sure, I couldn't get it off work. I would have been there if I could.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But obviously I'll try and make the next one. I just kind of need a little bit of notice.
I know.
Do you know?
I know.
I'd say the best thing with that sometimes is to just kind of face it head on, I think, and be like, come here, is everything okay? Rather than sometimes if you let these things fester, they can turn into
bigger things than it.
It can be unnecessary anxiety from dragging it out.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. And I'd say they just probably think.
Maybe they're probably being a bit salty, but probably at the core of it, they probably just miss you or whatever. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
But I'd go for the girl that you're close with. And then if they're being ratty bitches,
come back to us and let us know.
Yeah. Like we always say, it's like the trash taking themselves out.
Yeah, true.
You know, if they're not nice about the response and expect unrealistic things from you, then you don't need friends like that.
Exactly.
We'll be 100%. Your friends. And stay in college.
And
stay in school, kids.
Don't do drugs.
No.
Stay good. Stay clean. Sorry, I was watching, Role Models.
Role Models?
No, I was watching it the other day, and that's where I was getting there.
Are you okay?
No, I was literally watching it the other day.
Is that Role Models, your man that was in,
and he's like, McLovin, don't do drugs, drink, da da da. So that's what made me think of,
is that
college.
And then they dress up as whimsical.
You know
they're called loopers.
They're what?
So it's you dress up and pretend you're in the game Minecraft or something.
Oh yes.
And apparently they had that in St. Anne's Park.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd love a Harry Potter one.
What would you do?
They actually play Quidditch in Trinity College. I'd love to go watch.
Guys, I'm sorry. I won't.
No, you can come from me. Come from my Gryffindor pals. I don't mind.
I'd hate to be in Gryffindor. I would hate to be in Gryffindor.
What would you rather be in then? Hufflepuff or something?
Yeah, well, when you break down the qualities.
You're a Slytherin.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I do.
Sorry. There's a bit of bite about them.
Yeah, maybe.
Gryffindors are chronic. Oh my God. It's giving a barbershop quartet or something. It's just, it's giving real good, clean Christian fun.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'd say I'm a mix between Hufflepuff and
Hufflepuff's cousin,
Gryffindor. I'd say I'm a good split between those because I'm a bit fucking funky and weird around the edges. But the competitive, sportsy Christian girl in me is Gryffindor.
God-fearing Christian woman. Wait, I want to hang on. The Hogwarts.
Oh, I got the Hogwarts legacy game. I told you that already, though.
Yeah, you did. You've actually mentioned it a couple of times, to be honest. So, before back in the day, it would be the biggest travesty in your life to be put in Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw, right? Until I actually found out what the traits were.
Go on.
Okay. So, Gryffindor values courage, nerve, and chivalry. Oh, give me a break. Hufflepuff values hard work, patience, justice, and loyalty. I fuck with that. Ravenclaw values intelligence, learning, wisdom, and wit.
Oh.
And Slytherin values ambition, cunning, leadership, and resourcefulness. Anything but Gryffindor there to me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So.
Look. Sorry, I've lost my train of thought.
After the epiphany.
This is actually funny. I probably should do this to Jamie because some of his clothes that he puts on him is... Actually, that's what I am going to do. He has these mad t-shirts and things that he wears. When my boyfriend was in work, I hid all of his unfashionable clothes, in brackets, chinos. And the brown shoes probably to go with this.
That's just helping him.
Yeah. And boys are silly. Like, they probably would just pick what, you know... Well, not David. David has great fashion sense. But sometimes Jamie would put on something very rogue. I'm like, whoa.
Would you say it to him?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, you just don't like my style. I'm like, babe, that's not style.
It's the nothing. Style in the room with us, like, Jamie.
There's a fashion blogger in the room with us, okay?
I know my stuff.
I know my stuff.
I've been on a brand trip.
Hashtag I work with Primark.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wrap it there. We loved your confessionals and your dilemmas.
Yeah.
And girl, if you're listening, let us know how that goes, if you've taken on our advice from your aunties.
Fuck them bitches. Or fair play to them if they're nice to you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Either way, let us know.
Send us in more. We love them and we hope you're enjoying them as much as we are.
This is a Go Loud original podcast and the main episode is out on Monday. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.